Pope Francis's encyclical letter Laudato Si, published in 2015, was hailed as a heartfelt appeal for the future of planet Earth, or as the Pope puts it, a call to all people to take care of our common home. Among the many responses to that call is an initiative by private investors inviting entrepreneurs and start-up companies to develop ideas responding to the challenges spelt out in Laudato Si, from renewable energy and recycling to clean water, food security, or supporting refugees, young businessmen and women have been asked to come up with innovative solutions to some of the most pressing problems facing our world today. The project is called the Laudato Si Challenge, and it has the support of Cardinal Peter Turkson, head of the Vatican Office for Integral Human Development. From thousands of entries, 9 companies have been selected to receive mentoring, both from Silicon Valley professionals and from Vatican officials. Among them is Steve Katsaros, CEO of a company called NoCaro, that's short for No Kerosene, that produces pocket-sized solar lamps using the sun's rays to charge a battery-powered LED light. After presenting his company to Vatican officials, Steve talked to me about the ideas motivating his business venture.
NoCaro is a company that we started in 2010 to address the extreme burning of kerosene lamps in the developing world.
Had you been and seen the problem firsthand, or was it something that you were working on in a laboratory, as it were?
I now have been in a lot of countries around the world looking at this problem, but at the time of innovation, I didn't understand or appreciate the impacts of living without electricity.
You were simply interested in the idea of the developing market of solar energy.
I was interested in inventing. I love to create products, and I wanted to pick the biggest problem we could find.
You've come up with an incredibly compact, easy-to-carry, portable light, which can actually change the lives of people in an extraordinary way.
Absolutely. We have a small solar light bulb, and it's small enough to fit in my hand, and it's durable, and it's bright, and it's affordable, and it just has a chance to change the world.
And it gives, you were telling me, 15 hours of light. Is that right? Mm-hmm. From one charge?
Yeah. So to be clear, so one day's solar charging into a solar panel provides up to 15 hours of light. This is all fully integrated. And so just simply set it outside during the day and then bring it in, and it gives light all night long.
Now, you say you've been to places where this really can change lives. Just give me one or two examples or ways in which you have seen that people have had a complete change because of this very simple, very easy to carry, as you say, product.
Yeah. We've shipped 1.7 million units into 120 countries. So as a company, we get reports back from parties that do distribution. Tons of them. Me personally, I've been everywhere from Pakistan and Haiti and 9 countries in Africa and Indonesia. One story that recently came in was a boy in college in Kenya reported, he hit me on Facebook and said, "I want to be your friend. You changed my life." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" Well, he had received a NoCaro light about 4 or 5 years earlier, studied for 3 years, and now he's the very first person in his family's lineage to go to college. And I said, "That's great. What happened to the light?" Mm-hmm. He said, "My siblings are using it." So
goes on giving.
That's one that just really, I have tingles right now because I love that impact and think of what it has done for a whole community now.
Now, you're one of the finalists in this Laudato Si Challenge, aren't you? And you've had some mentoring, I understand, from Vatican officials. Tell us a bit about this part of the story.
Sure. So Laudato Si Challenge is an effort to bring about technologies and to support them that can address the topics that His Holiness Pope Francis brings up in his encyclical Laudato Si. So a group of very visionary individuals created an enterprise that then ran a global competition for companies to bring in technology and businesses that can improve the world, and they filtered those down from thousands to hundreds that made the application to mentoring about 50 companies, and then they picked 9 companies that were in Rome for the entire summer. And we just had our pitch night at the Vatican 2 nights ago, and then a very large celebration dinner last night here in Rome.
What did you learn from that mentoring process? What are you taking home from what you've learned here in the Vatican?
So all of us, there's nine companies. We all took away different things. Number one, we brought back equity. So we sold portions of our company to the Laudato Si Challenge in exchange for mentoring and access to the community at large that is behind this movement. Nocero brought behind a new sense of clarity of who we are. In the end, we deliver the hope and security of light after nightfall. And if nothing else, that is so important to know where you are in the core as an individual and as a company. In addition to that, we talked to very high-end entrepreneurs and business people, and now we've started conversations about we're bringing our company to the market for an equity investment opportunity for people that are affiliated with the Laudato Si Challenge community.
This idea of solidarity between those who have and those who don't have, building bridges towards those most in need, mm-hmm. It's obviously at the center of Pope Francis's pontificate. It's an idea that's so close to his own heart. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, have you read the document, Laudato Si'?
Yes, I have. I have. And honestly speaking, some of the summaries that are out there are a little bit easier to digest for me. It's, a fairly lengthy but eloquent. And Cardinal Turkson is our main point of reference, our main contact at the Vatican. And he was in charge of creating Laudato Si.
Now, you told me you're not Catholic yourself, are you? And yet this idea, obviously, Laudato Si and the Pope's ideas clearly resonate so strongly with you.
Absolutely. And I am Greek Orthodox. My last name is Katsaros, so I have Greek lineage. And as we would find with most communities and people around the world, there's different opinions of faith. And we find that in the cohort as well. So it's non-denominational, if you will. But just have really been inspired by His Holiness's message and really enjoying the collaboration that we're just fostering with the church.
I have to say that Laudato Si is probably one of the most widely read and perhaps influential of any papal document ever. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how you see it permeating into the high-tech business, the world of entrepreneurial business.
Yeah. I feel that this is a point in time where we all acknowledge that, we have been over-consuming and not taking fair advantage of the resources that we have at the top of the economic pyramid, but that we need to make sure that we spread them to all in the economic pyramid. We're in a world where eight white men have as much wealth in the world as the bottom half of humanity, and that is not fair. I feel that to be in my heart, really important to overcome during my generation. I'm a 44-year-old guy with two young kids, and I don't want them to inherit my trash pile. I want it to be a garden that thrives and supports them and their children and their children's children.